The internet and the web were designed to be decentralized. This is great because it enables a global and diverse voice. It's also very resilient. If one server goes down, for whatever reason, the internet still exists. To quote John Gilmore, "The net interprets censorship as damage and routes around it." But recently, the internet has been moving in a different direction. Instead of a resilient web of smaller and independent sites, we have larger, more centralized sites. This has several problems. For one thing, the more centralized the web becomes, the easier it is for organizations to automate censorship, either via the centralized host directly, or even through the pressures of external institutions. In such a system, the internet can't route around damage anymore. Things are much more fragile generally, too. In a more decentralized web, if one node goes out, the whole system lives on. But what if everyone's photos were on Flickr and it disappeared? What would happen if YouTube went away? What would happen to cat videos on the internet? It would be like a cat massacre. This leads to a sad internet.